A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, this Thursday, November the 5th, 2020, where tonight we are discussing what's coming out of the United States elections, which were held on Tuesday, but the results are still trickling in as we speak. We have Mr. Joe Biden leading at the moment with 253 electoral votes. He is a Democrat, and Mr. Trump currently has 213 electoral votes standing in for the Republicans. But this will change with time, and by the time that you watch this program, as we are not live, that result may have changed.
Yes, and good evening. I'm your hostess, Thandekile Mhlanga. And Marv, as you can see, this is not all smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. As President Donald Trump is saying, alleging some fraud on the vote counting, and has requested some recount in some states, like Wisconsin. So we're going to see what will take place. But as it is, people are waiting, some, you know, like nail-biting tension to see who emerges the president of the United States.
Yes, Star, and this comes at a time when the world is battling the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which has become a real topical issue during this current election, because this election was held during this pandemic. So that's some of the stuff that we're seeing coming out. But we will be weighing in with some of our experts to find out, you know, they've gone through the election, they voted in the election. So we're going to hear from them what their experience was like and what they're feeling right now as they await for the results.
Yes, and we'll be having experts, political analysts and ordinary voters to talk to here, Mark, on the show, who will walk us through what's happening and what's likely to happen and what they think about the way both candidates are handling themselves during these elections.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Star. Kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi pano pachirongwa chedu tirikutarisa isu nyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa imo muno muAmerica tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda musarudzo iyi panguva iyo pari zvino pasati pazikanwa kuti ndiani akunda musarudzo idzodzi. Tinoona kuti Donald Trump vemaRepublican pari zvino tikuona vari kuwanikwa ivo vachinzi pari zvino vane atingati aye maelectoral vote anosvika iwo 213 vachikundwa nava Biden vaJoe Biden vemaDemocrats vari pa 253 electoral votes pari zvino. Asi tinoona kuti kunyangwe imo muno muAmerica munhu achinzi iye akawana mavhoti akawanda, chinozowanikwa chichitariswa inyaya iyoyi yemaelectoral college, kuti munhu awana maelectoral college iwaye akawanda sei. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, tichida kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvinorevei nyaya iyoyi yemaelectoral college. Star.
Yebo ke, kulavo avasanda ukusixhuma katesi, namhlanje ke sihlaziya udaba olokhetho lolo luqhubekayo khonapha eMelika. Sibona ukuthi umnumzana Joe Biden oncintisana loMongameli Donald Trump ukuthi babe ngumongameli weMelika uyakhokhela ngama ekubizwa kuthiwe ngama electoral votes lapho, okutsho ukuthi yikho kutshengisa ukuthi ozanqoba ngubani, ngoba uyabe esezuze amakhulu, ozazuza kuqala amakhulu amabili lamachumi ayisikhombisa i-270 electoral vote. Yikho-ke lapho uyabe sefikile-ke kwangqingeshe. Ngakho kathesi-ke sesele ngxoza ngoba umongameli Donald Trump ungani uthi yena kakumukeli lokho okwenzakalayo, uthi mhlawumbe bekulokuqelibezela. Ngakho secela ukuthi kwamanye amadolobho kubalwe kutsha amavoti lawa ukwenzela ukuthi kudingisiswe ngempela ukuthi abebalwe ngemfanelo ekuqaleni. Lokho-ke kutsho ukuthi sokuza kuma okwesikhatshana-ke ukuthi ukhetho sibekwazi ukuthi luhambe njani, nxa kuyikuthi umthethwandaba uza kuvuma ukuthi uhlaziye lolu daba njalo uthi kubalwe kutsha ukuthi kuhambe njani. Ngakho-ke yikho-ke okwenzakalayo lapha kwele Melika. Iningi limelele ngabomvu, abanye-ke vafuna ke kuti kunqobe umongameli Donald Trump abasekeli bakhe siyabona ke laba kaMnumzana Joe Biden labo bamelele ngabomvu ngakho ke kulalokho esingathi ngesingisi tension ekhona mpela ukuthi kambe ngubani ozanqoba ekugcineni siyabona njalo ukuthi awona ama-electoral vote kamnumzana ke Donald Trump la ayi-213 nakamnumzana Biden ayi-253 kodwa lokhu kungaguquka loba nini ngoba lokhu kubalwa lokhu kungena amanani le nombolo kwezinye akwamanye amadolobha lokhu esabalwa sikhangeleka amaningi sikhangela ePennsylvania labanye njalo iPennsylvania ikhangelwe ngelinye indawo emqoka kakhulu ukuthi eminyakeni edluleyo wonke nje omongameli bebenqoba kuleli dolobho ngakho-ke sokulokukholelwa ukuthi hhayi ozanqoba kuleli dolobho nguye okufanele abe ngumongameli yikho-ke esikucubungulayo lamhla ngokhetho lolu njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ukhetho lolu luyalandelwa esigabeni ngathi mina emazweni amaningi emhlabeni jikelele ngoba ele-America likhangelwe njengelizwe elilandelayo kakhulu amalungelo abantu lelo mthetho siyeza ukuthi kuyakube le ngxabangxoza emazweni awe-Afrika lamanye nxa kulokhetho ngakho kukhangelelwe ukuthi elemelika lona-ke landise kumbe kuthe kubethe sesijeziswa amanye amazwe kube yilo elithi ukhetho kumele luqhutshwe ngemfanelo ukuba free and fair so abanye ke bakhangela ukuthi kambe kuzozala nkomoni lapha kuzaba lukhetho luzemukela ngabaningi yini kumbe kuzaba le ngxabangxoza hhayi yikho-ke esiyabe sikucubungula-ke lamhlanje-ke simelele ingcwethi zethu ezicubungula izombusazwe ezizasichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba ngakho-ke hhayi yikho-ke esikukhangeleleyo khathesi
aiwa tinotenda sa pari zvino tine vanyarikani vedu vatinavo pari zvino regai tibva tatovaunza vataurawo ivo kuti ndivanani uyezve kuti vari kubva kupi tichitarisa nyaya iyoyi yesarudzo iri kuitika imo muno muamerica tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro
aiwa makadiko sisi mavelas
aiwa tiri kuwadi aiwa nhasi izuva remadzimai ndiri kuona pane vamwe zvakare vasvika saka mastates ese akareprezentwa panapa chibvaima totanga nemi vekunew jersey tipewo zita renyu uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri
indinonzi Lorin Takaruza ndinogara kunew jersey takatovhota kudhara and mavhotsi edu estate yedu akakaundwa kudhara zvikanzi akahwinwa navabiden
manga muri kutaura imi kuti manga muri kuvhota kekutanga tinyatsotitsanangurei kuti zvakafamba sei
kunew jersey nekuti kune nyaya dzecovid dziri kunetsa kuregion yedu iyoyi yekunorth east inoi zvakanzi mavhots ese anoiswa
network yavo ndofunga toenda kunevhada uko kuri kunetsa panyaya
yeok
okay.
Saka hatina kukwanisa but asi kune vashoma vakanzi vanokwanisa kupinda mupolling station vonokanda mavhoti avo saka isi takatumirwa maballots edu ndibva tangofinda tiri kumba ndibva because tatichiziva kuti sarudzo yacho ine mutauro uye iri contentious takakurumidza kuendesa maballots edu vamwe musi wemaelection ndakaita rombo rakanaka rokuti pane malocal election edu aiitwa emutaundi medu ndibva ndakumbirwawo nemumwe munhu angari pasarudzo remutaundi medu kuti enda unonditarisirawo papolling station chinzvimbo chinonzi challenge chiya chokuti unotarisa ukaona paine zvisina kunaka zviri kuitika wobva wataura wonyora maafidavit ndo inozoshandiswa sehumbo hwekuzonoshandiswa mukoti saka ndibva ndanogara mupolling station saka ndaiona vanhu vachiuya vanhu vaiuya mupolling station musi wekuvhota wacho ivo vanhu vanga vasati vasina kurisiva maballots vanga vachaatarisira mukuti apinde mumail vasina kuareceive mba zvanzi munouya mofila maprovisional ballots saka maprovisional ballots ndivachazonotarisa kumcomputa dzavo dzeikoko kumapolling office ikoko kuti wakapiwa here ballot zvishuwa kana wakapiwa avari kaunde provisional kana kuno kupiwa rinogona kukaundwa chavakuti provisional harina ari hapana shuwa yekuti inga richazokaundwa.
Saka pakamira pakadaro tomboenda kuNevada. Nevada ndimuri kunetsa imi makamirirwa kuti tizive kuti zvii zviri kubuda ikoko. Titsanangurewo taurai zita renyu uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yesarudzo.
Mangwanana kanaka. Ndinonzi Mwahungwe, ndiri kuReno, Nevada. Ya, kuno kutadza kana kufema. Takamirira. Ya, ezvinezvi madziso esu akamirira kunzwa chichiri kuitika. Vanga vachiti ma9, I think in the next hour, vachareporta. Because kuno kanzi vari kuda kuverenga obva ngo aburitsa. Saka inini ndiri kuWashoe County, ndokumwe kune pandakanzwa kwekupedzisira vaiti kwankwasara aka maearly votes vanga kuWashoe County vanga vakaverenga ese akaitika musi weTuesday kwankwasara maearly votes and then kuClark County ndokune kuVegas kune 70% of the vote for this state saka ikoko ndokwaka vari kuverenga futi akatuma mail-in ballots nemaearly votes asare ikoko. Saka ezvino tanga tiri ahead ne 7,000. Saka it's really very close. I think Grant Kwasara I wanna end up with Sangan. Tuna, is it 200,000 kanda kumix in Arizona? But anyway, yeah, vanweza katari sera kunoko.
Saka what does a win in Nevada mean for either of the candidates?
So a win in Nevada is a step closer for Biden. So it depends what you're looking at. If you look at places like CNN, they've not projected Arizona, but other stations have projected Arizona. So if Biden wins Nevada, those who have projected Arizona, he becomes the president because of Arizona. But the places that have not projected him, it means he only needs one state. He only needs Arizona. That will get him, if he gets a Georgia, that'll get, if he gets a North Carolina, that will get him to the finish line. Yeah. So Nevada is critical. And if the president loses Nevada, that's bad. That kind of narrows his path. It doesn't give him as many options.
Actually, we're joined here by a lady from Pennsylvania, another state that is also, you know, causing a lot of, talk. Maybe introduce yourself and tell us what the situation is like there in Pennsylvania.
Makadima dzimai, ine ndonzi Patricia Katana, ndiri kuno ku Pennsylvania, battleground state. And we are hoping kuti Biden will win this election. It looks like there's a lot of mail-in ballots because a lot of Democrats voted that way. And a lot of the Republicans actually walked into the polls on the day of the election. So I think my numbers are trending towards Biden. That's what we are praying for, all of us. And because he only needs, like, it's apparently different things that are being, you know, publicized on social media. Like, go on Google, he's in 264, which means he just needs six points to get into the 270 that he needs. I'm talking Biden. But we end up on 6 ABC and some of these TV stations, they are still saying 253 because they already gave him Arizona. That's what it's sick, which means if he wins Nevada, where he's kind of like leading right now, he's going to win. But I got win a Pennsylvania, well, that's the in a 20 electoral votes. So I got win 253 that 6 ABC is reporting, and I got 273. So we are all hoping Kuti Biden will win because most of the people that I've talked to around here, they are really trying to get Trump.
But what is the mood like there in Pennsylvania? Because, you know, we've had, like here in D.C., people are congregating by the White House. Some people are very anxious, you know, to say they want their votes counted. What is it like there in Pennsylvania?
The anxiety is really crazy because, like, for myself, the day of the election, I don't bother. My phone is staying on this. That next time, I think I'm just going to wake at the polls because I can't take the anxiety anymore. People are just so anxious to know what is going on with this election. People, like, I remember the past three elections, we knew before we went to bed. I think the last one, it was like around 3 o'clock in the morning and the one before that. So this Kutishua, it's been 2 days now, you know, people are just like, okay, what is going on? Like myself, I'm starting to think, okay, like, how can you be on 95% in Georgia for 12 hours? Like, what are you doing? Muchirukite, you know what I mean? Nema numbers, but we're just hoping and akuno a lot of, like, you know, my riots and protests and stuff like that, like, especially where I live. Even when I went to vote, it was just in Kongsinam, you know, lines of Rwanda. But I noticed one thing when I went to that polling station in the neighborhood that I live, I didn't see a lot of, you know, those big Trump signs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think at the polling station, where I end up, Pampangorne one chit for Trump. A little concerning. Actually, Dandine Mwanong, my 21-year-old, they are told, Mom, do you see? At Trump, there's only one. So, you know, we are hoping that I know we're not going to go to Pennsylvania. For some reason, it's one of, I mean, especially the county that I live in Chester County, it's one of the richest counties in America, you know. So we're thinking, good, okay. Because when they married Zavo, if I do lose a married Zavo, they would go with Trump, you know, because that's what he's for, the rich people. And but at the same time, there's a lot of, like, you know, my stay-home moms, you know, those are the ones that I really want this man out because he's so disrespectful and all those other things.
Thank you, Star.
Do you think about the recounting, the proposal for recounting, do you think it may bring any difference to what we see so far with the electoral votes?
Amwa, maybe you can take that one. You have been really following this. And I know they in Nevada, you, like you're saying, you know, everybody's, you know, on tiptoes trying to find out what's going to happen. But we hear that President Trump, well, the leader of the Republicans, is saying he wants to sue and he wants a recount. What does that mean?
Okay, so the beauty of this country is all those regulations, right? So you can say you want a recount, but what that will entail is that the votes have to be certified by the state first, and they have up to December 8th. So what would happen is they can say, for instance, yesterday they were floating around Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They were saying they would want to do a recount, which is fine, but they would have to wait until the official state has the state has officially certified the votes, then they can go and recount. Mm-hmm. However, chances are they won't. One, it costs a lot of money. Two, 2016, Trump won by about 22,000 votes, and Biden won Wisconsin by about 20,000. Mm-hmm. And even Rick Perry, I think, the ex-governor of Wisconsin, who's a Republican, actually tweeted yesterday and said, it's not going to happen, because usually when it's in the hundreds, then that's when it's more feasible. So I think right now it's just that emotional reaction because they're kind of throwing all things out there, but it just costs so much. It's so much time. And once he's declared, really, if Biden is declared a winner, it's just so hard to take him from being a winner to losing. So I'm not worried about that part. No.
But we've had a lot of, you know, reports coming in saying that these results may take a week or so. What's the possibility of that happening?
Do you mean the official results?
Yes, especially in areas like, you know, even Nevada yourselves, and also I think in other areas, Pennsylvania especially. They were saying they have so many votes that they might take a long time to count them.
Go ahead.
I was going to speak for Nevada and say, so one thing that I've really learned this time is they always take weeks for the official count, right? Mm-hmm. They always project because they can see, okay, so 95% has come. We have 5% and what, you know, they're able to project that way. So I really think by the end of today, we'll have an idea. I think so, because once Nevada comes in, and I think Georgia and Arizona are saying they will have, we might have an idea of a projected winner, I think. I don't know what the other
lady said. I like that about the official votes, because
I don't know. Yeah, Pennsylvania, I don't think it's going to take more than a week to, you know, because they already counted like majority of the ballots. So I don't see if they counted the majority of the ballots in like a couple of days, I don't see why they would need a week to count just a little bit that are left over. You know, I hope, and I'm, you know, I was watching the news. I think maybe by tomorrow, probably, they will be, you know, announcing Pennsylvania. But, you know, in general, not to take you guys back, but I feel like they projected, you know, Texas and Florida a little too prematurely, if you ask me, you know. I don't know, because I don't know if Canava projected, do they continue to count? I think they do, but I don't know. I just think that maybe Biden had a chance there too. I think it was just, because there's a lot of people in Texas. There's a lot of people.
We know that you're a Biden supporter, but at this point, that state has gone to Mr. Trump of the Republican.
Can I just speak to that though?
Yeah.
So generally projections are done by the media. So what happens is they can even reverse. You see how Arizona right now, that's why some stations have not. Mm-hmm. So projection has nothing to do with the count. That's why you'll see that even with popular vote, a month later, you'll be told, oh, this candidate has a million more votes. They have to count every single vote. That's why they have up to December 8th for the official votes for each state. Yeah. So projection has nothing to do with it. But what I do know is they're usually very cautious on projecting. They would have seen something. They don't just go out there because of the repercussions, right, that could happen from just projecting. So places like Texas, as you mentioned, and Florida, they would have seen something. There's a reason they projected. It might come to be much closer, but it's very rare. In fact, for all the elections I've known, I've never actually seen where they go back, where they project. At least a real media station projects and then goes, I've never seen it. I don't know if it's happened. Maybe it has. So if they call Texas and Florida, I'm pretty sure. And that's why you see with North Carolina, it's been stuck because they have all those emails and those mail-in. So they're really being cautious. So I think Biden didn't get those.
I don't know.
Anyway, Star, I think maybe I haven't seen your guest, hasn't come in yet, but you can go ahead and we go into Ndebele so that we give you a chance.
Yeah, hopefully she'll join us shortly. But to those who are just joining us, namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngethu lwemlika lapha ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uhamba njani. Sicubungula ukuthi siyabona ukuthi umnumzana Joe Biden oncintisana nomongameli Donald Trump bonke babangisana ke ukuthi bazuzeke lesi sikhundla sokuba ngumongameli. Njalo umnumzana Joe Biden uyakhokhela okwamanje, okutsho ukuthi kungacaci ukuthi ngempela ngubani onqobayo kulolu khetho. Njalo lapha besixoxa lezinye ingcwethi ke ezicobongula okwenzakalayo kanye labanye abahlala-ke khonapha ukuthi-ke sizwe okwenzakalayo. Ngakho basitshela-ke okuningi-ningi ngokuthi kambe kungabe kuhambe njani, kuzahamba njani lapha, ngoba siyabona ukuthi kulamanye amadolobha lokhu ebalwa, amanye okubizwa kuthiwa ama-electoral votes okuningi, okutho ukuthi baza kubala-ke okwesikhathi eside. Ukuthi omunye ngayenqoba kwenye idolobho uzazuza-ke ama-electoral vote amaningi kulo munye. Ngakho-ke yikho kuzatshengisa ukuthi ngubani onqobayo ngempela. Akunjengokhetho lweZimbabwe lapho kukhangelwa khona ukuthi ngubani ozuze amavoti amaningi, lapho abathi yi-popular vote. Yikho kuhle kwenze umuntu anqobe, kodwa lapha hhayi kuningi okwenzakalayo. Sizathi singathola iy'ngcwethi zethu zisicubungele ukuthi kanti khona vele kuyini i-electoral vote leyi eyenza ebangwayo ukuze umuntu anqobe kukhetho lolu. Ngakho-ke hhayi abaningi-ke bamelele ngamehlo abomvu ukubona ukuthi kuyawela ngaphindi kulo xakuxaku phakathi-ke kwensizwa zombili lezi, ukuthi ngoba abanye bathi hhayi vele zikhanya zidala zombili, kodwa abanye bathi hhayi kusobala abasekela umnumzana Biden bathi mhlawumbe ngiyozanqoba abasekela umongameli Donald Trump bathi mhlawumbe layo uyagcina esephambili kukamnumzana Joe Biden. Kodwa simbonile sithi kungabe kulobuqelibezela kulolu khetho. njalo usecele ukuthi uzakhweza udaba lo lemthethwandaba ukuthi kubalwe kutsha uficakale yini ukuthi engabe wanqoba njalo siyabona ukuthi asikho kwakuqala lokhu kusenzakala kwake kwaba nesikhathi lapho kwaba nakhona amavoti kudala kuseselabo umnumzana Bush labo umnumzana Al Gore kodwa abanye bathi akufanani lokhu kwehlukile ngakho-ke silindele ukubona ukuthi kuzawela ngaphi induku loxakuxaku okwakhathesi-ke silindele umhlonitshwa wethu esithembayo ukuthi engabuya uzasichasisela-ke konke okwenzakalayo.
As we await and look, you know, to see what's going to happen in this election. Currently, as we said before, the Electoral College votes keep changing because we see some of the states are being called. But as we await, we have our guests here who are going to be discussing with us what is going on in their own states so that we can just maybe, you know, try and make sense of what's coming out of the U.S. elections. Ma, you are in Nevada yourself. Tell us a little bit more about your own voting experience. What was it like?
So for me, I decided to do early voting. We had 2 weeks of early voting where you could actually go in and vote in person. We also had the option of mail-in voting. So what they did in Nevada this time, because of COVID, they sent out mail-in ballots to everyone who's registered. And you had the choice of either filling it out and sending it in, or you could just go in and vote. So I chose to go in and vote. My husband chose to fill out the mail-in ballot. I did go ahead and drop it for him. So it was really smooth. I mean, there were no problems. It probably took an hour and a half. It was really long. I thought it would take much longer, but they had so many voting booths available. So it was pretty easy.
Tombotarisa zvamadzidzo ikoko kuNevada panyaya iyo yemaelections. Vangwada unyatsozoti nyaya iyo yemaelectoral vote inofamba sei sekutaura kwavari kuita.
Saka zvinoitika ndezvekuti pakagadzirwa nyika vakaallocate kuti every state in a by population in a certain number of my electoral college votes. Saka zvinobasa kuti wawana popular vote here or not. Zvinobasa ndezve kuti wasvika ku 270 here. Saka paunosvika ku 270 ndopaunonzi ndopaunenge wawina. Saka pane ma states ari at this time ari very specific in terms of kuti ari blue here or ari red here. Nemamwe anoenda back and forth ndoma toss up iyayo anowanzozoita kuti pa decide where kuti ndiani awina.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just explain that in English, because some people in Zimbabwe are saying, you know, shouldn't the person with the most votes, the popular vote, be the one being declared a winner? What is all this about the Electoral College vote that America is talking about and white people are now waiting to see what happens in some of these states?
And you know what? It's an open question, really. It's a debate that keeps going on and, you know, it goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Some people believe, actually, I think the history of it was to avoid having one state have power. Because if you look at it, right, California has millions and millions. Texas has millions and millions of people. So the idea was to balance the power within the different states. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an argument that is that still relevant at this point? You know, because you would argue that if you have the popular vote, that means more people mm-hmm. want you to lead. And yeah, so it's one of those that is going back and forth, and it'll take the Senate to get to a place if they want, because they can't overturn it if a bill is passed. But right now, how it works is you have to get 270. Mm-hmm. There's some states, for instance, we know that New York is going to go blue, right? And before, yeah, we always know that Texas is going to go blue. I don't know if we're going to say the same thing 4 years from now. So, and with places that are Kentucky, you know, that are very, it's not, if you hear they've gone, for instance, in this election for Donald Trump, if you hear Kentucky went for Donald Trump, it's like, oh, okay, because it's expected. If you hear Washington State went for Biden, it's expected. Then we have the toss-up states. And when we say toss-up state, it means that it has not necessarily defined as either blue or red. It kind of changes, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, Ohio went for President Obama in 2008. But it's been red, I think, since then. And it was red before then. So it's, so, you know, North Carolina went for President Obama in 2008 and mm-hmm. then went for Mitt Romney 12 and then went for, you know, so, And then there's Nevada, right, where we are here. So those then end up being the important states because the defined have already kind of taken their stand.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let's give Star a chance to come in. We move on with our program. Star, I understand that you now have your guest.
Yes, we're also expecting Dr. Priscilla Ndlovu from Washington State. She's not yet come on board. So we have another guest here, our other important guest, Sinini Ncube. She's in Louisiana, and she's a commissioner in these elections, so she can give us an insight of what goes on during the voting process. We welcome you to the show, Sinini.
Thank you.
Right. I think I will up the volume here. We cannot hear you properly. Yes, if you can just explain how you think the voting went on, especially the postal vote, and if any allegations that there could have been irregularities can be substantiated.
I think the voting went well. The absentee ballots, they don't just send it to you. In my state of residence in Louisiana, you have to request it by email. Then you have to have a reason. For instance, you could say,
we can't hear her.
Oh, you still can't hear her?
Yes.
Yes. Can you also up your volume? I tried here to put you on speaker.
Okay. You request your absentee ballot.
Is it better now, ma'am?
Not really. Maybe call her back.
Okay. We'll see about that. All right. You can go ahead.
There we are having Star. She's speaking to a Zimbabwean who is in Louisiana, who's just talking about her own experience. But let's bring in our guest from Pennsylvania while we are trying to get our other guest. Todzoka zvakare kwamuri veku Pennsylvania. Saka parizvino mungati muri kuona zvizomira sei munguva iri kutevera.
I think Pennsylvania, the Democratic Party has hope. They are hoping they are going to win. Mm-hmm. Because the numbers, since it started, we were like, oh my God, because Trump was leading a lot in Pennsylvania. But now, Angusarani just a few, percentage to, pretty much catch up and probably take over Pennsylvania. Because the numbers are really leaning towards, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Maybe also, Omwa, a lot of people from Zimbabwe have really been, interested in seeing what's going on here in the U.S. election, saying, they really want to understand because, whoever comes into power affects what goes on in the world. The relationships that Zimbabwe will have with the U.S. will be affected by either, Mr. Trump getting the presidency or Mr. Biden. But from what you are seeing at the moment, where would you think it would be better for Zimbabwe to deal with Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump?
I personally think Biden would be more beneficial for Africa as a whole, not just Zimbabwe and other, outside countries.
Why is that?
Because, for example, I'll just, cite one example. President Trump, vachitaura, kuti, I don't want to use the words that...
Yeah, don't. Yes.
That itself, you cannot change from saying something like that and be compassionate and empathetic with people. And then we talk about, Obama was in office working, side by side na Biden, and they did what they could to help. So now... the president that we have here, Arutota Dr. Batsira Munom, Nigamakene coronavirus, I would say. So imagine Asia has to Africa. And yeah, I saw Africa say the way that he looks at it, the way that he talks about Africa, even with the matters of because Africa is pretty much, people of color, like, you know, black. I don't know if I should use that word, but mm-hmm. it's mostly people of color. In this country, this demonstration here, Black Lives Matter, he doesn't show his empathy. He doesn't really show his understanding. When they were asking him about, when they did the debate, when they asked him, Kuti, white supremacy, Agatichi, stand back and stand by, you know. So he susu knows what pindo shedu papi van matema. Can I squanta dog batra one matema we munyika make ye what you know what's there for him ko Africa. So I think Biden akawina, he will be more of you know, somebody that can help. And the other thing that is really that I've seen changed over the years, people have been having so much difficulty getting visas to come to Africa. Mm-hmm. Even America ever since President Trump was in office, it's been so hard for people. Even when Wangwachi file my asylum and stuff like that, they have not been getting. I talked to one of my friends, Aga file for asylum. Agandu Dauti, can you imagine? This is 2020. They gave him an appointment date said 2022. Mm-hmm. Unheard of. This, it was never like that before, you know, President Trump was Rapinda. So I think Biden will be more beneficial for the African, you know, community.
Could but maybe let me just come in there and maybe just, you know, speaking to some of the politicians, they literally just say that it doesn't really matter who is the head in the U.S. The policy usually just stays the same. I don't know, Unwa, what would you say regarding this conversation right here?
I don't really think Kutishoni it stays the same. I don't mm-hmm. think so. Because, like, okay, we can also look at, you know, issue yevana vaka separate one nema parents mm-hmm. when they, you know, when they had the debate again, I'll quote that. When they had the debate, the presidential debate, akavunzwa kuti, so what are you going to do about vana vaka separate one nema parents? And it's a lot of kids that mm-hmm. was. Not once did this man apologize. Could mm-hmm. he, sorry, this happened. Oh, agatanga uto blame out. Oh, vaka waya nevan, vaka shata shesho, vaka sodi, vaka sodi. You know what I mean? But when Biden was talking about that, you could see his sincerity. You could see could he was being, he was touched, he was moved by that. Could he know that is wrong, you know? So that's why I don't think could he, you know, president, ne policies, like, they stay the same. No. It, mm-hmm. I don't. Everything is announced per TV or whatever, but things change behind the, you know, closed doors. When you go for your interview, you see that it's changing, but our number is not going to be on TV or anything. So mm-hmm. I think there's an impact of, you know, through whoever is governing the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let's now bring in Star. I think she probably has found her guest. By now, let me see if we can bring her up so we can just include her in the conversation. Star?
Yes, we have our guest is back again. Let's hope this time she's audible. She couldn't join in with the link. Yes, can you hear us, Sneni?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, that's better with the other line. Yes, if you can tell us where you are and how you were involved in these elections, and if these allegations that there could be some, you know, indiscretions with the postal votes are something to go by.
My name is Nini Lube. I am in Louisiana, the city of Covington. My county is in Tammany Parish. And I was involved in these elections as a commissioner. I just worked on election day, on voting day. In Louisiana, we saw quite a number of mail-in ballots, absentee ballots. I don't believe there were any anomalies. The mail had to be delivered by Monday at 4:30. And so they were counting. I think they were working across overnight and stuff because they were all counted. Most of them came in and were counted. And you request the mail-in ballots. This year they were allowing like old people due to the pandemic because I heard my neighbors say their parents voted by mail-in ballots. And then they actually had a box, like where you could drive through and drop in your ballot. A small, like, county where people could actually go and drop it in at the register of voters. But yes, some did come in by mail. And on voting day, if you had voted by mail, it would say on the voter's roll on the list. If you look up my name, it would say voted by mail or voted early.
Yeah,
well, yeah. In my case, I've heard of other states, but I think in this state, I don't believe there were any, like, anomalies.
Yebo ke ungasichasisela njalo khonokho okukhulumileyo ngesiNdebele ukuthi njengomuntu ukuthi ungaphi njalo ubuphatheke njani kukhetho lolo olwemelika.
State here in Louisiana, idolobho leCovington, i-county twice, same Tammany Parish, nabensebenza ukuvotisa zona ilanga lokuvota. Lenyanga ngenxa yomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 abantu abaningi ikakhulu abadala abangaba-subject to umkhuhlane we-COVID babebexwayiswe ukuthi bavote ngencwadi bathumele kwethi county bekumele bekuvumela nokuthi ukulethe ungaphositi uhamba udrive through ngemota kumbe uye ngenyawo emahofisini okuvotisa uye kuposita khonapho. Akade sebevote ngencwadi besisithi nxa sikhangela mzwana welanga ngoba babekhona abanye ababuyileyo angazi bebezama ukuvota owesibili beku-efficient kakhulu ngoba besekubhaliwe ukuthi hhayi lo sowavota ngencwadi kumbe uvote ilanga lokuvota lingakafiki. So ngibona ngathi kwelami idorobho le ndawo yami le yeLouisiana hhayi akubanga ne-problem ngokuvota by mail.
Yebo, manje nxa sesikhuluma kunje abantu umumo unjani khona ngapha eLouisiana abantu akukacaci yini ukuthi bathini nxa belokhu besamelela ukuthi bebone ukuthi ngubani onqobayo? Kulokudlakela yini? Bakhona abatshengiselayo kumbe kuthule cwaka nje abantu balindele kuhle ukubona ukuthi kwenzakala?
Kapha kuthule. Ngibona ngathi ngenxa yokuthi i-state lesi sibomvu, red state, kutho ukuthi ngesama-Republican bavota ngokuningi babo bayibe futhi majority babasiwine babawine ukhetho umuntu ayabencintisa lo mrepublican kulesi state uyanqotshwe sonke isikhathi. So bavotile bayazi ukuthi umtomela yalapho izaba njani. So it's business as usual, bayazi ukuthi lapha umongameli Trump uyinile lapho ngoba baphumile ngokuningi sibili bavota ngencwadi bavota ngelanga bayavota bayabuya labogogo wabo babancedisa ukuvota bayeza bavote sibi kodwa hayi business as usual.
Yes, and also looking at these other elections, what's going on, the Senate and also for the House, you are saying that's a Republican, you know, mostly state. Yes.
Yes, and what surprised me when I first voted in 2016, Democrats do not even contest some of these races, like for the court, for sheriff, for many things. You look on the ballot, you just see, funny enough, the Louisiana governor is a Democrat, John Bell Edwards. But for most of the things, like maybe in the mayor or race and stuff, you see a Dem here and there, Democrat. Mainly, so that was very shocking. So this is a very Republican state. I was shocked because Democrats don't even run for a lot of things here.
Okay, that's a very interesting view. Ungasitshela njalo ngamafitshane ukuthi ngambe kungaba khona yini ukuqelibezela kuloko lukhethwe njengalokho okukhulunywa uMongameli Donald Trump ukuthi mhlawumbe akubalwanga kuhle lapha ngamavoti eBoss.
Angikholwa ukuthi le nto enjalo lapha eMelika angikhumbuli ekhethweni oludlulileyo kuphambana inkwela bengathi umuntu nje osezama ukuthi kasoze akushiye nayenqothiwe sezama ukuthi kwangiqhilile kwangiqhilile anganqobe ayinikisa laba abazange bakhale bathi hhayi akwenza akubalwanga kuhle mbone ngathi nje umuntu osesesaba osebona ukuthi ha lapha senqothiwe nxa yokuthi kuma-swing states ngoba lapha eMelika xa urejista ukuvota uyadeclare uyakhuluma ukuthi wena uza xa ungavota ungo-IP party bahle bazi ukuthi onganqoba lapha kundawo le njengoba i-stronghold inge-Republican i-state yesiwelo nxa i-stronghold eyi-Democrat kuyabe kuzaba yi-blue kuzaba luhlaza so ringathi usebonile ukuthi ukhathini yanqotho ngoba kuzwakale Michigan i-Republican enqotshiwe angaboni uyabona ukuthi usenqotshwa zindawo ezizadicida ukhetho yikho sesesaba ukuthi ha lapha senqotshiwe zwakale ube sithi uzakontest like ukuyecourt ukuthi kakubale ukuthi
yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Very interesting view there, Mav, coming from Sineni Ncube, who's based in Louisiana. You can go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Star. We have our other guests who have just joined us. I'm not sure there's someone whose mic is picking up some sound. I think it's you, Debbie. But anyway, let me try and unmute you and see if we can hear from you. Tell us a little bit. You live right near the White House and you've been observing what's going on here in D.C. What have you been seeing?
It's pretty quiet. I mean, all the shops are boarded up and we went down to Black Lives Matter Plaza on Tuesday during the elections and it was full of white journalists and white people. It was fun. I mean, people were singing and dancing, lots of church people preaching. But I believe after we left at night, the Proud Boys ran into some of the Black Lives Matter activists, and they're claiming that two or three people got stabbed. Mm-hmm. Now, the Black Lives Matter are denying the allegations, and today they have a march. There's a march called Shut Down DC. It was meant to be from 8 o'clock until 11. Now, I need to go out. I'm waiting for the dust to settle before I even venture out of this place because it's too close.
Mm-hmm. Also, you are planning an event, a post-election event, but with the results hanging, are you going to go ahead and have that event?
I mean, like Tuesday was quiet. The restaurants up on 14th were open. So we're going to have an event for... I started a nonprofit called Nyasha Africa to send medical equipment to our doctors in Zimbabwe. They're struggling with COVID and all sorts of things. So we have a GoFundMe and we're trying to raise money to buy PPE. And I'm going to take this stuff with me to Zimbabwe in December. So it's going to be at Swahili Village Restaurant. And the owners have been kind enough to donate 10% of the takings tomorrow night to the nonprofit. So I think, I mean, I'm keeping my ears open. If there's any sort of sign of any trouble, of course, we can always cancel. But things are perfectly normal here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tombozu Kirakwamuri, Miss Ungwe, Mutku Nevada. Tinoona vazhinji vakatarisa nemaziso matsvuku kuti chii saka tichabuda ikoko kuNevada panyaya iyoyi. Nevada yakakosha sei kune achawanikwa achikunda pakati pava Biden navaTrump?
Ezvinezvi Nevada yakakoshera vaBiden stereke because vakakwanisa kungoita Nevada and vo neArizona vanobva zvinobva zvatoita. Saka for over Biden, and then one of our closer my options for Trump. Mm-hmm. Saka tukungo upa izvezvo kuti ikaenda kuna ikaenda kuna Biden then maninga kutosvika.
Kune ma electoral college mangani ikoko kuNevada?
It's 6. Mm-hmm. And as small as that sounds right now is very important. Mm-hmm. But kune 6 kunoko.
Okay, maybe in English you can just tell us, you're in a state that has really been on the news with a lot of people wanting to know what's going to come out of Nevada. How important is Nevada in this election at this particular time? And how many electoral college votes does Nevada have?
So Nevada has 6 electoral colleges, and it's very critical at this point. Because if Joe Biden gets Nevada and Arizona, that's it. It also gives him more options because there's still Pennsylvania and the other states, North Carolina and Georgia. So Nevada is really critical why he's ahead. And so it's a smaller, he doesn't have an uphill battle like he has in Georgia and North Carolina, mm-hmm. and even Pennsylvania at this point. So Nevada could really bring this all to an end. So we're hoping something comes out of Nevada.
And what is the news coming out of the election support team there? When are they planning to announce the results from what you've been hearing?
So we heard that. So right now it's like 8:47. And yesterday the Secretary of State had said they would hear something from Nevada between 9 and 9:30. So if they stick to that, within the next hour, we'll hear something. And it sounded like what they were trying to do is really, because it's now Clark County and Washoe County that has not been counted for early voting. So they were trying to make sure they count that and just kind of bring out a whole bunch at the same time. So I'm thinking if the timeline stays that way within the hour, we should know something from Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite interesting. This is okay. Omunye wethu lapha esixoxela ukuthi kambe kungabe kuhamba njani namavoti lawa lokho esabalwa ikakhulu lapho ke eNevada lapho sokusela 6 electoral votes njengoba sibonile umnumzana Biden bakhona abanye abathi eminye imisakazo engani ithi usesele layo ayisithupha kuphela ukuthi afike i 270 electoral votes. Yebo ke sibuyela kuwe ke Nkosazana Ncube Sinini, ungasitshela ke ukuthi omunye umbono wakho ubonayo ngalolu khetho nalawo amadolobho asesele alokhu ebalwa.
Umbono wami ukhetho lolu belungayo nje ngolunye ngenxa yento lezo zitshela zokuthi abantu abane bavote ngemail ngencwadi ngokuthumela. Nambona ngathi umbono wami, nambona ngathi ukuthi ukhetho lukuvele successful ubena abantu bahambe baye eNovemba emshineni khonayo.
Mm-hmm. And in Louisiana, being a red state, as you've said, what's the atmosphere is like, and how are people, you know, waiting for the results? What do you see?
Nothing. They know they've won the state, the red, the whole election, what about? So it's just business as usual. In the way to lay, nothing to lay on it. It's like a rural setting.
Okay.
Very quiet. It's a lot of old people. And I think Louisiana is like 70% Caucasian and 30% African American. So, they don't demonstrate. I'm doing like the first two times. We didn't demonstrate here. There's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we are coming towards the end of our Bambu Mlomo Kwenapo ke umeke ke siqale ke sinika labanye ithuba bese sivhala.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa munyarikane vari kutaura iwo vari ku Louisiana kwavari kutaura kuti kwavari iko kwakanyanyowanda vechichena uyezve ikoko vaTrump ndokwavakawanikwa vachivhoterwa nevakawanda saka vari kuti vanhu vakangonyarara vari kutarisawo vachimirira kuona zvichabuda musarudzo. Maybe let me come back to you and just say, do you think the issue of the early voting and the postal votes assisted any one of these candidates?
I think it was beneficial to Democrats. And I say that because it gave most people that don't normally vote because they cannot, because they have to work, it gave them that opportunity to just mail it out. And it and the numbers show that more Democrats are willing to do the mail-in votes than Republicans. So I think if we look at it from that angle, I think it did benefit. And that's why you'll see the litigations are really attacking that from the Republican side, because they're aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, taita rombo rakanaka. Program yauda usika kunopera asi tabva tawana Pastor Rebecca Makai. Vanowanikwa ivo vanga vachitaura kuti vanga vari kunamatira election iyoyi. Titaurewo kustate kwamuri uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yemaelections.
Mazvita Simavela Street, makadi vateereri vose. My elections hatisati tanyatsoziva kuti president zvakamira sei, asi Minnesota sezvamagara muchiziva makore ese kuti it's a democratic state. Tirikuona blue iri kutora zvigaro zvakati wandei kuno kuMinnesota. Asi tangomirira kuti tinzwe kuti pasi rose muno muAmerica zvamira sei.
Maresults ekwenyu ikoko kuMinnesota akatotaurwa here?
Handina hangu kunge ndandatedzera kuti ndichiona, asi ndichitarisa nezuro nemangwanana nhasi ndandichiona maDemocrats akalead ari pamberi akatungamira.
Maybe just tell us, what was the role of the church, you are a pastor yourself, in trying to get people to go out and vote?
We really wanted people to exercise their vote, because exercise their right, their democratic right, because it's okay to pray, but prayer without action is not good. So we encourage people to pray, but at the same time, their voice must be heard. They must have a place on the table, because if we stay back, then others will make decisions for us. So as believers, what are we expecting? That's why we've got to rise up. That's why we encourage people to pray, but at the same time, be proactive.
Yes, we would like to say thank you to our guest, Ben.
Thank you so much. We had a lot of ladies actually coming in from different states. We heard, you know, bringing in their views about the election. But thank you, maybe Ma and Pastor Rebecca Makai, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I can't give you time to say anything. Let's meet again next time.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.